ഓം ശാന്തി. ഓം ശാന്തി. ഓം ശാന്തി. ഇൻ ടുഡേസ് ഓം ശാന്തി, ത്രീ ടൈംസ് ഓം ശാന്തി, ഇറ്റ്സ് ഗ്രീറ്റിംഗ്സ് filled with three different awareness of today, Sunday, always very special day, holy day, but Sunday is the day for university study. We study every day. Avyakt Bhakta Das Murali takes us into deeper what we have studied, to practice, to experiment, to experience, to realize, to share. As have you heard the day, the song, some of you, those who understand Hindi, it is the praise, encouragement for the youth. Today, Baba is speaking to Kumars, and you will hear Murali. So then definitely it's not for Kumars only, it is for all of us, because we are Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris. Kumar, but Baba is remembering mothers also, Kumaris as well. So in Baba's vision, all are special. And in spiritual study, spiritual life, many of us are still youth, right? Enthusiastic, courage, confidence, creative, to do something new. Even the physical body may be old. Today is also Happy New Year. New Year, according to Vikrami Samvat, Hindu calendar, it is the New Year of Vikrami Samvat of 2075, beginning, 75th, 75 year. Means it is Vikramajit. Baba speaks about two things. Vikramajit means conqueror of weaknesses, vices, defects, shortcomings, vikarmas. And that begins 1-1-1, first day, first month, first year. The coronation ceremony of Lakshmi and Narayan. According to Bhakti calendar, it still remembered 5,000 story, and they believe that 5,000 years ago, it was the establishment of the kingdom of Yudhishthir, means Pandavas, Dharamputra Yudhishthir, the child of righteousness. And it is still mentioned in Baba speaks about Sakar Baba's Murali, it had been mentioned that in Birla temple in Delhi, this is stated on one of the wall of temple that 5,000 years ago it was the establishment of the kingdom of righteousness, established by righteousness. And this Vikrami Samvat is actually the one who built king, who built the temple of Shiva, Somnath temple. So it was King Vikramaditya, the one who was very powerful to face the problems, very special king of righteousness as well. And so calendar started from that moment, that time. It is also remembered as the Shakti goddess Durga emerged on this particular day 2000 years ago, 2075. So bhakti started, the power emerged, and so that is the Shiva created that power. I mean, bhakti began actually at that time. And according to this Hindu calendar, it is the new year of Chaitra. It is the time when spring begins, the harvest you can take and everything. Joyful beginning of the new year. Winter is finishing, spring is coming, but it is no guarantee, still the snow is there. It is, everything is upside down, but certainly the celebration remains, doesn't matter, it is so snow outside, but the flowers still blossoming in our hearts, no? So we have spring inside, that is what is the happiness. And it is also, they believe that actually Brahma started the kingdom, the beginning of creating something new. So different aspects in the bhakti. So it is not so famous because people don't keep the diary of the Vikrami of Hindu calendar. Majority may be in the rituals and rituals. But it's a celebration of new year, new day. And for us, every day is a new beginning, because we need to finish the old. And so it's also the day of the, because they speak about that Rama's kingdom was also actually established to this, and he got the power to conquer weaknesses and vices. And Navratri begins, Shakti's day begins today as well. There are two types of, there are two Navratris. One is the birth of Rama, and other is the time Navratri, 9 days goddess worship, when he conquered Ravana. And so this is the Ram Navami. After Navratris, there would be in April always Rama's birthday is celebrated. So it's a bhakti things connected, but for to celebrate, to create the atmosphere in our own selves, every day Baba is inspiring us and encouraging us, reminding us, because everything is based on the Simrati, awareness. Simrati, to remember, is not, remember, you cannot remember something which you have not experienced. Simrati Swarup. So experience, sometimes it is forgotten, and you just get a touch of something, it triggers the old things. And so what Baba is doing is touching the button of the joy that we had experienced, the power that we had in ourselves. And victory is always that you did receive, you were victorious, and you cannot become victorious without facing the problems. How can you call me victorious if there is no challenges? And praise is always those who are Mahavir, so Baba speaking about two powerful Pandavas of the God of success and also Mahavir, Ganesh, Siddhidayak, the one who always brings success, and Hanuman makes difficult thing easy, humble server. So it's a two character Baba is speaking about it. So praise is not those who just enjoy the comfort. You have never ever, as Baba says, you don't worship Raman, right? You don't worship Kans, you don't worship Kauravas, you praise always Pandavas. So if you see the history, Kans was living according to Bhakti. He was in a big palace. He was not praised, but Krishna was born according to Bhakti in a prison, and he is praised. Pandavas were in jungle, living incognito, working so hard, making so much effort. They did not have any comfort at all. And they are praised and appreciated and loved so much. Do you praise Dushasan, Duryodhan, Shakuni, Shishupal? You know these characters? It's very interesting, but the names are there. Duryodhan. Yudhishthir was on the battlefield and he had the power of righteousness and he won without violence. And Yudhishthir and Dushasan, Duryodhan, and in the battlefield he had the policy, corrupt policy, corruption. The Shasan, corruption in politics, negative tendencies, violence in the battlefield. All this, Shakuni, doubt, Shishupal, indulgence to create the children, vicious vices. All these are the when it means vices, those who are filled with vices are never ever praised or appreciated. Those who have gone through some problems, difficulties, they are always remembered and praised. So victorious is Vikrama Jeet, means Vikram, when, that's why it is the power is praised of Sri Lakshmi Narayan's kingdom, is called Vikrama Jeet Samvat. Of course, after conquering all the difficulties, you become the embodiment of all virtues, of all powers. But at the confluence age, who are praised? Today Baba is speaking of two Pandavas. But in the name of Ganesh and Hanuman. And I am remembering when I was reading Murli, today is also offering bhog for Brother Matthew and also Tony, dancing Tony, joyful Tony. Brother Tony, he was serving here in Global Cooperation House. And so, in fact, it is not only these two, but all of us are powerful only when we have these two qualities. Ganesh is the embodiment of success when he let go of all the old identity. He allowed to let go of all the existence of what we are proud of. how we express ourselves, what we speak, what we enjoy, what we see, what we eat. And this is, all this is, though system is working in the body, but all this is from this part, the top, right? Seeing, hearing, smelling, eating, speaking, thinking, everything is this one, the head, and the desire to be head of some department, desire to be head of some authority, desire to be something. So head is the head which creates headache. And so this Ganesh allowed his head to be chopped off. But this is possible only when you are humble. It has to be chopped off with the power of humility. Otherwise it's so much struggle and yet success is not there. And so Hanuman means humble server. Always is shown nothing else in the heart, only God's image is in heart, according to bhakti, but that is memorial of the present time, as Baba is mentioning these two Pandavas today. Pandavas in the form of bhakti deities, which later on become, of course, that through effort, then is the achievement. And so it is this time when we are becoming so powerful of the awareness what we are and what we have to become. When we become, then we know that it is the time changes and we are gradually coming down. The joy is of when we are earning. When we are spending, it is great intoxication as well, but it is the days of labor are forgotten and just enjoyment is there. But here it's no labor actually, it is great joy that we are working. And so today Baba is inspiring Kumars, creative, constructive, the one who glorify Baba, the ones who are the living lights of the family. But all of us, Baba's children, are like this. It's not only just Shaktis, Kumaris, also totally free, no bondage, can use though, can start doing whatever they want to do. It is inspiration. So today's Murli is always, like every time, is a very powerful directions, instructions, inspirations. But last few days also, if I once again revise one Sakar Murli, what Baba has said, great intoxication of belonging to Baba. Just remembering I'm child of God. The blessings are by belonging to Baba. Inheritance is, birthright is, when I'm believing that I have become a Brahmin and it is my new birth. Birthright cannot be received without accepting. It is a new birth. And birth cannot take place without the mother. God the Father has been remembered by all, even other religions also accept this. Okay, maybe one or two religion might not accept God as Father or God as supreme authority, but generally it is praise God the Father. But Father cannot create the creation without the Mother. And so if I want to have this birthright, intoxication, inheritance of birthright, then it's not that only I am focusing on incorporeal, but I am recognizing my new birth, the specialities, gift, character of Brahmin life, because it is what it is praised. It's the character. And Brahmin means the divine character, divine charitra. It's a new birth, is letting go of whatever was product of the dust, the product of the how this Ganesha was born, so the dust of the body, and how these whatever were born was the very dust conscious, body conscious, so that we were born through the body conscious. And we sustain ourselves with body consciousness. And so let go of this old consciousness, intoxication of the new birth. And it means, new birth means new parents. I have to forget the old. And when I said, death is a very natural, beautiful phenomenon, to forget the old. And this practice of dying alive, it is actually that what brings the reward. I forgotten past birth. Nature helped me to forget my past parents. And now here, in order to change my nature, I have to make effort to forget my past identity, my past attachment, my past influences, my past karmic account. And for that efforts actually bring the reward of future achievement. Without making effort, there's no reward. And so Baba comes to give me new birth in the same life, and that's why it is called dying alive. But it is, if I make effort to die first and then alive, it is difficult. The beauty is birth first and then die. Because we try to die from, and that is so powerful karmic account. But it is birth, if that is there, I'm able to see. I understand new parents are there. I understand new inheritance is there. I know new sustenance is there. And Baba is giving me again and again every day the joy of godly sustenance, the teaching that Baba is teaching me, practical achievement, that what I am. Do I believe that? Or only I hear it and revise it? And because I begin to doubt that, like other people, because I'm not believing, I make promise and then I forget, I make promise then I forget. And what happens? Our subconscious mind begin to doubt the self. And we stop making effort. Just like when this politician, they say, we will bring the new world, we will bring transformation, we will remove poverty, we will finish the corruption. And then people hear many promises, and then because they don't see anything happening, and then even if somebody is really making good effort, they say, oh, they are just only speaking. And so in the same way, we begin to doubt our own efforts. We begin to doubt our own achievement that is there, and that intoxication disappears because of this sour doubt in our own selves. This is why it's a faithful intellect becomes victorious. To have faith that it is there, and it is a gradual achievement. It's not a miracle. And I need to really believe that if it is 63 births account, and here I want to see a miracle, I'm deceiving myself. I have to really work on it. And then I'm getting, I see the change taking place. Character is bubbling, is changing, because that is corruption which my own action had become correct, samskara had become completely, what is called, degraded. Actions had been selfish or whatever, influenced by vices. And so now it takes time, and then I have to believe in my own self, have to create faith in my own self. And then when faith is there, I would be able to take power from Baba. And so then I needed to create this. Baba speaks about finish this work Baba has given through Ghazal Dadi's inspiration. Last night I spoke about it, that finish the difference of opinion. Before I finish the difference of opinion of other people, I have to finish the conflict within my own self. My mind is desiring something, my intellect is influenced with other things, my old sanskaras are so strong. So I also, this me, myself, have to be with one opinion, harmony within my own self. Following the dictates of one, my desire is there, what Baba wants me to become, I also want to become a deity. I really want to be loveful, I want to be peaceful, I want to be perfect. But do I really decide this, have a determination? Do I have faith? Do I really believe that I was that so divine deity? Because I don't remember. But my desire shows me that yes, my interest again to experience those qualities. And this one, these three, my sanskaras, divine sanskaras, elevated sanskaras, faith and decision within my own self that yes, I want to really become a Brahmin, will become a deity. Brahmin has to become an angel now. It is visible, it's my own effort, it's not God's miracle, it's our miracle. And that God is pleased to see that. He's happy to see me making good effort. He doesn't want me to struggle, but He wants me to do an effort with great joy. So this is why achievement with faith, achievement intoxication, achievement with lightness. So all this what Yukti Baba is telling, through this new action, with connection with Baba, become my one direction to reach, goal to reach. So just like when we are reaching other, in order to create one opinion, certainly I need to first create oneness with my own self, and then I am able to accept oneness in others by following one Shrimat with the aim of one world, one family, one destination. Because this is what Baba is saying, that you are creating this. And so, and it is also important that I, thinking of whatever Baba speak about that yesterday, last night I spoke about it, of Amrit Vela, how much really I pay attention to this to achieve that power. How much enthusiasm is there? I'm influenced by my own thought. I'm tired. I cannot get up. I did so much. I'm influenced by yesterday, or I'm inspired by today. Most of the time, the difficult Amrit Vela is when I'm influenced by yesterday. I'm inspired by today, the new vision. Efforts becomes better and better, and lightness comes. So we need to create yuktis for our own self, methods of our own self. So we are actually creator of our own fortune by being present. Good effort maker, not with struggle, but with great joy. And the stock that I need to take. Of course, it's easy to buy all the stock from outside and we can keep it in a room. But will that stock help me? Will I be able to actually use that? If I have not stocked, create a stock in my own pocket, in my personality, in my own inner room, in my heart. So the stock of Baba's treasure, the stock of Baba's godly power is most important than automatically that stock, because the other stock, okay, we create and we keep it for emergency and it is useful. Certainly Baba has given a signal and that situation will come. Some will be able to use it and some will be not use according to the stage as well. Where I am and how I am, but my stage, inner stock of virtues, of knowledge, of powers, of all kinds of stock, just like we say, oh, we need to keep water. Immediately, even the worldly people outside, it's very interesting to watch all of us, many places I have noticed, everyone is speaking about where to buy, how to buy, what is the things to be, we can preserve, what kind of, how long it will last. This conversation is very often at different places. And how much is the conversation within our own self of we create what are these two directions that Baba has given first. Stock is the third. But then first it is opinion. One opinion, another is my own stage for Amrit Vela. And then this through this, naturally when these two efforts are there, the third, godly powers, the stock of godly powers, the stock of Brahmin powers, and the stock of divine powers. It will, when this is a stock is there, I'm safe in whatever situation is coming. With it, it is, because that enables me to have less or not at all or a lot, and I am able to share with others, because it's the inner strength that is most important apart from keeping the other stock. This knowledge is easy to remember. Our notebooks are filled with that. Many, how many notebooks we have? Notebook we have had this. I think suitcases are full, cupboards are full. But what I have really noted down here to practice it. It's time now to be aware of bringing that the treasure of knowledge, the food for the mind, to chew it, to churn it. And it will never go bad. The beauty is, the other stock can be eaten by insect because of the environment. But this is would never get spoiled. The longer it stays, the stronger it becomes. The more the knowledge you are again and again, you are it is there, the old point from 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, as you are in knowledge, we are in knowledge, we pay attention to it. So, oh, it's so valuable point, I had forgotten. But still that point revised, Murli is revised and it is so fresh. Murli of this 1981, so powerful, says old stock. Old stock is so powerful. Right, it is never rotten. It's never actually eaten by insects or it is never. So in the same way it is just, if it, I'm keeping this one, that the knowledge that Baba is giving, churning it, using it, practicing it, enjoying it, result is that I am safe. Because that what would be the being knowledgeable, so I am able to see drama properly, I am able to face the problem situations properly, I am able to practice of my angel stage, I am able to go beyond the fear of any type of fear of death or fear of failure or fear of the situations that outside. Because the power of truth which I am practicing is a natural, strengthen the soul. And that goes deep in when knowledge, really enjoying it. It is not only in my mind churning, but it goes in my chit. The truth stays in chit, in my subconscious mind. And then the result is blissful. Whatever situation is, it's blissful. It's no fear. It's no tension. It's no worry. So sat, chit, anand. Knowledge is truth. Truth is giving me the truth. And he is giving me the truth, the situations, what are going to come. But I can face them only when these first two other things, harmony within my own self and oneness, respecting, appreciating, accepting. I have spoken this last night, so I not repeating it again because some of you would have heard on web. So it is the real realization of the character again. Is reforming my charitra, my sanskaras. Charitra is not anything else. Charitra is my expression, my sanskaras, my personalities. Brashtachar is acharan. And Baba says, you are not only brahmachari, you are not only brahmachari, brahmachari. And this acharan is called character. This acharan is called this personality. Character. And so I correct myself again and again, then I am becoming a good actor and good character. I have to check my own self and whatever mistakes I have made, if I realize, so using the knowledge, putting whatever virtue I did, I'm missing, I have to fill in gap that with the virtue. The defect has to be changed. Light has to be, I'm not only speaking, it is not the picture. It is the character has the potential in it. It's the real has the potential. I have only light. If I'm remembering only the points, it will not work. It's really, I'm applying, I'm using it. And it takes time. It is not, as I say, it's not a miracle. It works very slowly. It is like the homeopathic, maybe very powerful thing, but some are for working very slowly, slowly, slowly. So this is actually, it's a sympathy for myself, protection for my own self. So then I am believing what Baba is telling, and I'm using that, this churning the knowledge, earning for myself. Then his harmony is there. So it is the stalk of the jewels of virtues, knowledge. And this knowledge is I'm practicing, I begin to enjoy, and that makes me, gives me strength. It becomes virtue. Virtue is not anything else. Virtue is actually the real power of whatever it is there. For example, a seed. Seed is there. But in seed is the fruit, potential. It will be, I cannot just eat the seeds. The taste in the seed, I don't taste the fruit. I break my teeth. But as when I start, when I plant the seed, let it grow, I have patience, I'm working on it, then from that tree, from that seed, is the tree growing. Exactly, it is the same. I need to work constantly on it. And so it is fruit is by putting into practice. And that becomes that virtue. And it's a power, then I can face the situation, whatever it is there. I'm Mahavir. I'm Angad. Then I'm becoming the other character that Baba is speaking. I'm becoming victorious. So self-sovereignty is there by remembering who I am, what I have to do. Not, it means why I, what I have to become, that Baba is reminding me. But what I have to do, that we forget. And so it is the responsibility of my own self, not just only intoxication, but it's responsibility. And the responsibility is self-sovereign. With responsibility, the stock I am keeping is protection for myself and support for others. And so then this stock certainly will help myself and will help others. So serving myself and serving others, this is the balance I need to keep. And this will make us blissful. So divine character, so later on Baba uses my picture, but now Baba uses my character because it's living. Living light dispels the darkness, picture not. Picture gives nice memory, inspiration, but the reality gives satisfaction. And so if we want to be satisfied, I have to become truth, real, and so that is, then this talk will make our life powerful. So today, many points from Baba's Murali are to churn, to think, to feel, and now we will offer bhog for these two Mahavirs, Kumars, Kumbhar. They were really Kumar, Kumbhar. Kumbhar, you know what it is? The one potter who shapes, makes it strong, becomes a pot to fill in something. And so these two have really done wonders to sustain Global Cooperation House with joy. Whenever all of you remember Tony, joyful, no? Every time, no matter whatever, dancing with happiness, creating the atmosphere of lightness. And Matthew, he sent his CV in the beginning of the Global Cooperation House, like officially, I want to get a job in godly company. And he got the job and he did a very beautiful job. And so in the respect of them, we are going to offer bhog to Baba, but certainly these souls will be present in front of Baba. And also great love and respect in our heart for them. Om Shanti. Mm-hmm.